Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It is my great pleasure to be at this important event, which is held at this crucial momentum when the record high number of forcibly displaced persons is witnessed. JICA has been committed to and contributing to comprehensive refugee response in various regions. I would like to begin by paying a tribute to what late Madam Sadako Ogata had achieved during her life. She led both UNHCR and JICA during the turbulent times of the world. She introduced the concept of human security firmly in JICA's operation and expanded our cooperation to the conflict-affected areas. JICA, just like UNHCR, is inheriting her spirit of advancing the concept of human security that she valued so much throughout her life. We believe that those who are forcibly displaced are among the highest in priority when it comes to ensuring human security. JICA, therefore, is fully committed to continue addressing the issue of forced displacement from the development perspective. JICA is an aid agency in charge of development cooperation. So from the development perspective, we are taking two approaches for forced displacement issues. One is supporting resilient state building, and the other is addressing the root cause of displacement to prevent the occurrence of further displacement. In this respect, let me present three concrete good practices which exemplify our comprehensive and multidimensional approaches and how JICA translates the human security concept into actions. The first case is the Uganda. In Uganda, JICA contributed to comprehensive response with multi-layered intervention. The first step was the generation of integrated data covering both settlements and host communities, which provided concrete foundation for developing comprehensive refugee response. The second step is the support for enhancement of self-reliance through livelihood skill development, such as rice production training, targeting both host and refugee groups. And third was the capacity building of local authorities in planning and implementation of development projects, which eventually contributed to inclusion of refugees into local authorities' development plans. Second good example is facilitation of local integration of former Angolan and Rwandese refugees in Zambia. This is an excellent example of multi-stakeholder approach for achieving durable solutions. In Zambia, UNDP takes overall coordination role among UN agencies, NGOs, and other actors to support the government of Zambia to implement local integration program. JICA contributed to this purpose by dispatching an expert and piloting WASH sector development in settlement communities. JICA will very soon launch a new technical cooperation project for improving overall planning of the resettlement plan and livelihood support. Finally, I would like to showcase a multidimensional approach in Jordan, where a combination of multi-schemes such as policy development loan in collaboration with World Bank, grant aid, a partnership with private sector and grassroots initiatives collectively created a strong synergy and is contributing to ease the pressure on a host country which accommodates huge number of refugees. What makes us engaged in these situations is a strong ownership of the host country to include refugees in their society and policy. I want to appreciate the efforts made by these host countries and encourage them to take further initiative that enables development actors to be engaged in refugee response. Having said that, however, we believe that prevention is more important and efficient approach in addressing forced displacement. We should take proactive action to prevent occurrence and recurrence of violence or armed conflict through our contribution to sustaining peace. We, JICA, have been implementing such preventive activities focusing on trust building between communities and between communities and the government. These include such countries as Cote d'Ivoire, Uganda, Sierra Leone, South Sudan, and Philippines. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to remind everyone that these good practices require a strong partnership, not only between humanitarian and development partners, but among all the stakeholders in the society, including private sector. It is hoped today's gathering will contribute to foster such partnership and to enhance further engagement of development actors in addressing forced displacement in today's world full of challenges. Thank you very much for your attention.